Did you know if you wanted to see Elvis's house, you no longer need to go on a flight to Tennessee? That's because a County Londonderry man has taken his love for the King of Rock and Roll to an entirely new level. Nicola Weir, our reporter, went to see for herself the extraordinary lengths Barney Coleman has gone to prove he's Elvis' biggest fan. And you're not going to believe what you're about to hear. Oh, baby, baby, let me be your love and tell you back. Put it second around and leave me anywhere. Let me be. Oh, let it be. I don't want to be.
Hello, Nicola.
Well, hello, Barney. How are you? What an intro.
Yes, indeed.
But this beautiful 1962 Cadillac is only a hint of what a big Elvis fan you are, because you decided to build a replica of his home right here in County Londonderry. Barney, why?
Well, I'm an Elvis fan to the hilt. He's next to God to me. So, any music ways anyway. So I just decided it was easy enough built. I sat on the computer and looked at the sizes and details and worked them out from the computer nearly, you know. If you look up a computer, you'll see all Elvis's stuff anyway.
You just really all judged it by your own photographs?
More or less, yeah. Yeah. And it's pretty close. It's pretty close.
Why did you want to get it exactly the same as his? Well, I mean, even down to the lions.
Well, if I was building something close to what I wanted in his style, I wanted it as close as possible. So there's no point in making it bigger, smaller, wider.
You may not want to talk about this, but this is an exact replica. How much did it cost you, Barney? Can you divulge
quite
that?
Honest, no, it's not that. I don't know, because it's more time. I put more time into it than anything myself.
And what do people who live around here think about what you've done? Because people must drive by this road and go, hang on a minute, there's Elvis's house.
Well, it's funny, a lot of people have driven in, yeah, and stopped and chatted to me back and forth whenever I was walking around the house.
Do they think you're slightly mad, or am I the first person to say that to your face?
No, you are probably the first person who said that.
Are you still friends with me?
Yes, yes. Now and then.
And you were such a big fan of Elvis that you were actually, not that long ago, a tribute act to Elvis.
Yes, I used to do a few shows here and there, but I would still do an odd one yet for charity or something like that, you know. But getting a bit old now and a bit long in the tooth, but I am dead, but I'm just having a break, you know.
And you told me that you were pretty good.
No, I didn't. I did not. I said the people said that I was pretty good.
Can you give us a wee burst now?
No, no, not
really. If I join in, can you give me a wee burst?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Too much wind.
Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
Do the chairs. Do you ever think that Priscilla might get wind of this and maybe want to come and visit?
Well, hopefully. I wish you would, yeah. It's just a pity Elvis wasn't living himself. If I had this built maybe back in them days, when he died in 77, I could have invited him over and maybe let him chill out here in the countryside for a few weeks. Maybe he mightn't be where he is today.
Would anything persuade you to put your jumpsuit back on again?
No, not really too much, no. But I can still do it a wee bit without the jumpsuit.
Let's have a go at those hips. Let's have a go at the hips. Can you do the hips?
No, you do them.
No, I can't do it. I'll do them if you do them.
I'll shake my leg.
You've really got there. You see, we can both do it. There's life in you yet, Barney.
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of life, all right.
Barney, Stephen is a huge Elvis fan, so do you have a wee message for him back in the studio?
Yeah, well, Stephen, the king and dead. I'm just having a break, and I'm moving back in here to Graceland in South Derry. Thank you.